when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
How are you?
Good. How are you, bud?
Good. Just with Rakim, obviously, he's done a lot of great things this year, but what you're seeing from start to finish of this season that he's really been able to excel at?
The consistency. He's been consistently good. You know, he had the BC and the Duke back-to-back where he didn't play great, but, you know, the Cal game, but every other game, he's been as consistent a player as there is in college basketball. That's what I'm most proud of.
When you look at his shot and trying to, you know, institute that into his game and have that short-range jump shot, where do you think he's at with the short to mid-range at this point?
I think he can really shoot it. I think, you know, it's just not – coach isn't going to let him shoot it. We're not – you know, it's not what our best way to win is. But he has the ability to. One thing I try to keep focusing – have him focus on is being a great foul shooter. You know, he's had his ups and downs. He's had his 10 for 10s and his 11 for 13s, but he's had his 4 for 9s and 10s. So it's more the consistency there. But, you know, 2 years ago, he was 56%. So he's improved that area, and he goes a lot now. And I think the biggest – I'm proud of the way he's rebounded. You know, scoring, I always knew if he got the touches, he could do it. But he's really rebounded the ball exceptionally well, and he's really starting to get those block shots where he's got to protect. He can't get in foul trouble for us. So there's the fine line of being aggressive. But he's had some really good defensive games.
There's been a lot of games where he's had four fouls and he's been able to stay away from getting the fifth with 8 minutes left, 6 minutes left, 5 minutes left. What is it about what he's been able to do and the way that he plays the game that he can play with four fouls? And obviously,
just intelligence. You know, it's Rock's a smart player. And does a really good job of understanding what he can do and what he can't do as the game goes on. Sometimes when you get tired, you make some mental errors. You know, you get caught up in the heat of the battle. But, I mean, what he's done, how he's handled now getting double teams and all the adversity, you know, he's done a heck of a job keeping level-headed, working hard, uplifting his teammates and making us all believe that we can win. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens these next three games.
Obviously, teams have played him very physical. There's teams that are always going to be that way, like the Pittsburghs of the world and whatnot, Louisville's. But when he's getting played that physical and is getting fouled, not getting called, I mean, obviously he's fought through it and some of the frustration. But what have you had to teach him when you're in practice, when he's in those situations where he's not going to get the calls and it is going to be a tough game?
The biggest thing is you can't play expecting to get fouled. You know, and you gotta play through frustration. You know, I try to get him to focus on the process of getting better every day. If you have 40 points or if you have 2 points, you practice the same way the next day and you take the same approach. You learn from it and you move forward. And he, you know, I mean, you know, he when you play 40 minutes and you're big guys, you have to go from baseline to baseline, and you're getting pounded every time. And then they bring the goons in to collect the money, and they do all, you know, it's like a mafia movie. You know, bring them in and hit them, give them a hit. They play really physical with them, but at the end of the day, he's earned that. And I always tell him, don't look at it as a bad thing, look at it as a great thing. You're getting double teamed. It's the greatest compliment any player could ever have.
Right.
You know, you take that attitude. And how do I get better? How do I learn how to score other ways? That's part of the learning curve. Unfortunately, he doesn't have another year to take what he's learned and have that other year, but what he's accomplished is just amazing. And I'm so happy for him because he's done it. You know, it always takes a group of people for people to be successful. But at the end of the day, that kid has to really want it, and that kid has to really work hard, and he's got to be self-motivated. And, you know, look what he's done. Graduated in 3 years. One of the most improved players in college basketball, one of the most improved players in the history here. Always with a smile on his face, a great person. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more. So he will be missed.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
How do you handle talking with him and sitting him down when you know that the season was finite, the decision was made, and he wasn't going to have the chance to play any of those games?
Well, you know, SHIT happens. And, you know, it's part of life. He's got to deal with that. Happened to me my senior year. I didn't get to play in the tournament. Still try to win every game. We still had a lot of pride, and we still had a great year. And that's what we've been stressing to these guys.
And lastly, and
you know, he's handled it. You know, Rock wants to win every game we play. You know, this is our tournament, so that's why those two wins, I think, were, you know, so much. Just so happy for the guys. You know,
is it hard for you to see those Notre Dame and Louisville wins and know that they're not going to count for something?
No, they always count. They count. I mean, they really count. And just validation that we have a good basketball team. And through the NCAA, through Chris McCullough getting hurt, through day one not being able to play, these kids have really overachieved, worked hard together, gotten better. and kept positive. And that's how you become successful in life. So, you know, I think the greatest thing as a coach is when you see kids graduate or they leave, you know, like it's like letting your son go or your a family member, like they're going to be really successful in whatever they decide to do, if that's professional sports or business. And Rock, definitely.
You had told me after the Michigan game in the Final Four that your dream is to become a head coach, but your dream job is to be here. What's kept you here so long and so passionate about this program?
At the end of the day, I mean, I work for one of the greatest coaches of all time. I mean, arguably the best in any sport. You know, where I met my wife, where I went to school, I work with, you know, three guys, two guys, one I played with, one I recruited. I have great relationships with your workers. Believe in the place, believe in who I work for, learn, you know, through the different adversities that we've been through. I've learned a lot that I couldn't learn anywhere else. Get to coach great players. I have unbelievable, you know, facility. I know where to how to get on 81 and 481. But in general, you know, I've always had a philosophy, you know, surround yourself with great people. And, you know, I haven't found anything that is, you know, has had that. Not to say that I could, but at the end of the day, there's, you know, a buddy of mine and John Chaney had this quote, says, go with the known and leave the unknown alone. And there's a lot of great stuff going on here, and it has gone on here.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the bamboo line relax fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
And lastly, when you have those other schools that come to you and approach you and want you to be a part of what they're doing, obviously Boeheim's 70 years old. He continues to go. He's kind of had some newfound energy, too, in the ACC. Do you ever look at him and kind of joke with him and say, anytime now?
No, I never joke with him. But you know what? Like, at the end of the day, you know, I get that question every day. If I go into anywhere, I could be in the bathroom and someone might knock on the stall and say, hey, Hopkins, when's he retiring? Or when he goes, at the end of the day, you know, this is Coach Boeheim's program. He's built it. And per se, he's gifting it to me. You know, he's given me this check, and he's written it, and he's put it in the bank, and he's like, you know what, son, when I decide. And you know what, people in Syracuse should want him to coach until he's 90. People don't know. I mean, this is what he's doing is never happening again. You have Coach K, it's not going to happen. And so, you know, I always take the philosophy, like, as long as I'm around great people, as long as I'm learning and being inspired, I think that's, for me, I always feel like I'm getting better. USA Basketball really helped me to get a different approach and look and be around that. If I would have left somewhere, I would have never have gotten that opportunity. And that opportunity was given to, you know, from Coach Boeheim, our help. So, you know, I mean, every day I do the same thing. I reevaluate my situation. I reevaluate where I can get better. I work on those things, what I'm going to learn, what I'm going to do. And I focus on being the best coach that I can be. And that approach has done really well for me. And if someone comes and, you know, sells the same thing that they're trying to sell here, you know, then you talk. I'm not afraid to talk to people. It doesn't mean I'm going to leave. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's the end of the world. But I do want to be a head coach. I think I look at always, how do I grow, and, you know? And I think when things stop growing, things start dying. And that's why when I told you about, you know, reevaluating my situation, reevaluating how I got to get better and working to get better in those areas, you know, one of the things I like to do is learn the press. So I want to learn how, you know, pressing. I've talked to different coaches that have pressed. I love it. You know, just an element of how I'm going to get better and not just know it or read it in a book or whatever, but actually get on the court. You know, how do you build it? You know, I think a lot of times you read and you get the information, but it's like our zone. No one knows the zone like we do. You know what I mean? Like, how do you coach it? How do you build it? How do you motivate through it? What are your statistics you're looking for? Like, the insight to really becomes part of your DNA.